think when it comes to demos, we've always thought of them in the traditional sense, in that we demo a product, we do a presentation on the company, whatever. But in this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, I have five completely different ways for you to utilize demos. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 70,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our 2024 sales program. We're going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast. As always, you can always have a look-see right now if you happen to be impatient like I am by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/sales2024. So you guys know by now, if you've been listening to me for a while, I like to get right to it, man. I listen to a lot of podcasts too, by the way, and I just can't stand, you know, the 8 to 10 minutes of cutesy shit and banter and commercials and just not getting to the effing point. So that's why I like to do things differently here. So today we're going to talk about a different perspective when it comes to your demos. And I guess the best way for me to describe where we're going to go today is kind of looking at the concept of mini demos, or micro demos, if you prefer to say it that way. Again, up until now, we've always thought of demos in more of the traditional sense. I'm going to demo my software and take you through everything and all the bells and whistles. Perhaps we're kind of using demo and presentation as one and the same, and we're giving an overview of the company and how we help other people in that space. But we can also look at our demos from a completely different perspective of this concept of mini demos, micro demos, and we can utilize them as an opportunity to kind of demonstrate. So kind of we're playing around with that word a little bit, demo, right? Demonstrate our abilities and capabilities before, after, and certainly between the various meetings that we have. And this is so important right now because sales cycles are running much longer. It takes longer for decision makers on average, right, to make that decision. So we need to do things that are going to keep us top of mind without calling to check in, just circling back. Did you make a effing decision yet? All that kind of good stuff. So I have five things for you to consider that I really like to refer to as evidence. And we utilize evidence to reduce doubt and hesitation and skepticism. And certainly one form of evidence is this idea of the demo, or today really, micro demo, mini demo. And again, I have five things for you. So let's get down to it. One of the things that you can do kind of as like a mini demo, and I'm here to tell you that almost 100% of the sales population isn't doing this. So if you're looking for something different, this first thing is going to be especially for you. You ready for this? Include your bio. Now, I didn't say where yet, right? I'm just saying include your bio. Why are we even talking about an idea of a bio? You're not a CEO of a company. You're not, right? Most of you anyway, you know, aren't doing, you know, public speaking gigs and things of that nature where you would need a bio. But the reason why we want to include a bio, aside from the fact that nobody does it, is because it, in a way, it helps to demonstrate your expertise. In a way, it helps you to wear that expertise on your sleeve. So where in this whole vast universe of stuff we have to do during the courtship, right, to gently guide them by the hand and, you know, over the threshold of closing a deal, where would we possibly utilize a bio? Well, there's several places. Number one, one of the things I teach my clients is when you make an appointment, consider sending a pre-appointment kit prior to that meeting. And when I say send, it could be in the traditional sense, like a FedEx. I prefer that in many ways, only because so much of what we're doing today is virtual. I just think there's some value in people, you know, holding something physical, right? So in the pre-appointment kit, there are many things that I advise that you put in there. And by the way, just very quickly, not only can you do it in the traditional sense, but you can also send it along in an email, right, as an attachment prior to the meeting. So there's other things that are included in there, but one of them should be your bio. And what I'll tell people many times is on the same page as the bio, pardon me, put some testimonials that mention you by name. To me, that is a more substantial testimonial. Most testimonials talk about the company, talk about the widget, the solution, that type of stuff. But people buy you before they buy any of that other stuff. So putting your expertise out there in the form of a bio and then having the testimonials right on there, to me, on the same page, to me, that's kind of, you know, answering the question, well, okay, well, who says so besides you, right? It's really easy for you to write good things about yourself, but does anybody else think you're awesome, right? And that's kind of why we do it. So before we continue on, I don't know if you know this or not, but for about $25, you could have this thing made up that I'm talking to you about. I don't sell it, by the way. I mean, and if I did, you know, why am I dicking around with a $25 sale? Come on, man. Not worth my time here. No, but seriously, you can go on something like Fiverr, right? I don't know if you've ever been to that website. I love them. And it's spelled F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com. You have all these freelancers that are looking to build up their portfolio, heavily discounted prices, and quality work. So for $25 or less, you could have them make up a single sheet bio, slap your picture on there, because I think it's important, especially if I'm going to be sending this along in a pre-appointment kit. I want them to start getting the visual Paul Castain, right? So that, you know, when we're face to face, whether it be virtually or, you know, like the old fashioned way, face to face. And, you know, I want them to start getting that physical representation. So you can put your picture on there, your bio, and on the same sheet, they'll put some testimonials and they'll lay it out beautifully for you for $25 or less. So the first place is the pre-appointment kit. How about in your proposals? Did you ever think of including your bio, especially those of you who not only bring home the bacon, but you know, you have to live with the account afterwards. You're not handing it off. So again, it's very, very important that people buy you. Remember this, okay? And I think a lot of it existed obviously before the pandemic and before the economy started doing the roller coaster that we've seen over the last few years. People want to know that they're in good hands. So I think it's very, very important that you include that in your proposals. And by the way, did I mention that nobody does this? So again, it's all about differentiation, right? And standing apart from your competitors. Here's another spot where you can include the bio. Put a link to it in your auto signature. If anybody would like to see what that looks like, feel free to send me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, and just say, hey, Paul, you were mentioning, you know, your auto signature and how it has a link. Could you, you know, let me see that? And I'll be happy to reply to you. You know, there's something very interesting, and I think we could all take a page from real estate agents' playbooks. I've also seen it financial services, by the way, but more real estate. Do you know that most real estate agencies, if you will, most of the agents will have their bio right there? I think that's an incredible idea. Why are we limiting this tactic to just the real estate industry, right? So they obviously know something here that we should be leveraging. I think that anybody listening to this right now who is in a position to, you know, talk to the company's webmaster, or maybe you're a decision maker, I think every one of your sales reps should have a bio on the company website that they can link to. I think it's so important to leverage that. All right. So again, I want to remind you that people buy you before the solution. And before I forget, you know, LinkedIn is also your bio also. So keep that in mind. And this is part of why, you know, hopefully before we're starting to meet with a company, we're connected with people. But, you know, I think anyone that you are, you know, actively speaking with and you're generating a proposal and have the back and forth, I think it's really important that you're connected with them. There's a lot of other reasons besides the one I'm going to give you, but, you know, it allows them to bump into you and certainly create that sense of nearness and closeness that we love to refer to as propinquity. But, you know, I don't know about you guys, but out of habit, a lot of the times when I'm seeing somebody post something intelligent or they reach out to me through LinkedIn, I'm checking their bio. You know, their bio, that's right there on the profile. So that's a kind of a cool thing that you can do too. And of course, you know, instead of testimonials over there on LinkedIn, they call them recommendations. Again, having those is important. I'm sitting here getting emotional. I'm choking actually. And I will not edit that shit out. But, you know, the recommendations, again, answer that question, who says so besides yourself? Let's go on to item number two here, and kind of a different way to look at these mini demos, micro demos. You can actually consider teaching a prospect something. That really is a demo when you think about it, right? When you take on the role of teacher and you are teaching them something. And there's different ways that you can deliver this lesson to them. You can certainly embed a video into an email. And by the way, what, you know, to utilize this tactic of teaching something to someone, this doesn't have to be someone that you're meeting with and that you have generated a proposal or you're in the process of doing that. It could be during the prospecting phase. So what you could do is you could embed a video, a brief video, less than a minute, teaching this person something relevant. And it could be based on a trigger event that you noticed. And the one that I always like to talk about, because it's one of the biggest ones for me, is when somebody's hiring sales reps, it's a huge trigger event because, you know, a lot of the companies that hire me love for me to take the new hire training off of their plate. You know, I've even had companies, by the way, that they want to teach and train the new sales reps, but they have me step in as sort of a help desk and help a lot of the veteran sales reps or, you know, things of that nature. But the thing I want you to realize when it comes to teaching, right? You could take a trigger event like that and you could offer a helpful hint. Again, a minute or less. This isn't War and Peace, right? It's just something to not feed their belly, but have them hungry for more. So you could utilize services like BombBomb or Vidyard to do that. But there's more to it. You have the video capability over on LinkedIn Messaging, where you could send something through that platform, right? Yet another reason why you want to be connected to people. You could also teach people in the form of a free webinar, and that could work at every part of the funnel, right? You could think about that. Free webinar. How about getting back to kind of traditional ways of doing things before all this handy-dandy technology came in, brought us to the 21st century. How about a lunch and learn? Something like that. You could even do a pre-recorded WebEx and send them the recording. Again, it has to be brief, because if you're sending something to somebody that's 33 minutes long, I'm here to tell you, your chances of having that viewed are almost like zero to none. But if you do something that's brief, I think for a WebEx in this context, you know, 3 minutes or less, right? You can even stick to that 1 minute thing, but 3 minutes or less. And again, teach them something. But when you teach someone something, you're demonstrating your know-how. You're demonstrating your expertise. That brings us to number three. I call it the potato chip demo, right? Pretty much like really what we talked about before. Again, what you're doing in a potato chip demo, and the concept of potato chip is that, you know, potato chips, although some of you might want to call it, yeah, it's actually one of the major food groups, right? And I would tend to agree with that. I like my potato chips. But one thing I know about potato chips is you can't eat just one. And, you know, you have to eat a lot. So your job, right, or really your approach to the potato chip demo is to give them, you know, I don't know, two or three potato chips, and then they want the damn bowl. They need to be fed. Their appetite is getting stimulated, right? So what you could do in a potato chip demo is highlight something relevant to your prospect. And, you know, again, you could use WebEx. You could use BombBomb. You could use Vidyard. Again, we're not doing this where we're giving them the full answer. And to make it truly a potato chip demo, what I would recommend you do at the end is a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger, right? You guys know the whole deal with cliffhangers, right? If you watch Game of Thrones or something, it cuts off and it's like, oh man, how does this resolve? Tune in next season. Wow. And didn't that suck when they used to do that? Because it's like, I think I remember there was periods of time where it was like, what was it, like a year and a half or some shit? Or like 2 years? It's like, great. Now I'm the asshole who's kept in suspense, Game of Thrones. But it piqued your curiosity. So what you could do here is not make them wait a year and a half. Don't pull the Game of Thrones on them. But what you could do is still use the cliffhanger. And at the end of it, you know, give them a little bit. Remember, we're not feeding the belly. And you could end it something along these lines. You know what? Call them by name. You know what, Mary? Oh, just real quick. Make sure it's Mary. That person's name is Mary. Because if you call Tom Mary, he might bust your fucking jaw if you do that. Don't ask me how I know. But seriously, what you do is at the end, you could say, you know what? There's actually one other cool thing you could do with this, right? Well, there's actually one other thing that might help you with onboarding those reps. And you know what, Mary? I'm going to give you a call at 11:15 this Thursday. I'm hoping you'll take the call, because if you do, I want to fill in the blanks for you and just kind of bring you up to speed on that other idea I had for you, right? Not, I promise, not a sales pitch, actually something helpful. So that's something that you could do as well. So don't forget that tactic, the cliffhanger and the potato chip. Number four, another form of demo, believe it or not, is behind the scenes videos. You could take them on an office tour, a plant tour. You could take them over to that machine that you can't bring to them, man, unless you're freaking Hercules. And you can, you know, let them see that bad boy, that 10-ton piece of equipment in action. You could also take them behind the scenes and introduce them to key people that would be working on their projects behind the scenes. You could introduce them to the customer service team and or their dedicated CSR. You could have them meet the head of production and different people along the way of the tour. One of the things that I teach people to do is have the key people that you're going to stop and talk with have a little 30-second elevator pitch, if you will, an overview of what they do and how they help customers, just like this one. I think an important stop along the way is, you know, your president, CEO. What I've heard in terms of feedback with the companies we've worked with to do this is that they have received feedback of, it seems like you have a wonderful team in place. So I could talk to you all day about our team, but I think seeing is believing. Again, that's why we're calling this a form of evidence. You are demonstrating that it's a team. You are demonstrating that it is a capable team. You are demonstrating that that piece of equipment can do the work. So I think that's very, very important. I think it also puts a human face on all of this. I could talk to you all day about this, but what does that look like? And I think it's important to put that face on it. Last but not least, and this is something I haven't talked about enough, the concept of utilizing proof of concept is very, very important. And in a way, not even in a way, it's a demonstration of your capabilities. So with proof of concept, you could do a pilot project. You could do a smaller project. You know what? You could even do a crap project. I mean, I remember when I was in, and I'm going to give you more examples of this, but when I was in the printing industry, right? And I hate to word it this way as a crap project, but kind of a smaller project. Smaller projects, a lot of the time, you'd start off with business cards, right? And I remember this one account out here in New York that all they ever gave me for the first few months was business cards. And I used to, you know, my teammates used to break my balls about it. They called me the, you know, the business card king. But actually the account became my second biggest account right next to DuPont. And just incredible volume that I did with them. And they were trying me out. I've had other situations in printing where somebody gave me a difficult project or something with just like a really tight deadline or whatever to see what I was made of. I've had it now in my coaching my coaching business where people have told me point blank, and even where ones where I've requested it point blank, you know, give me your worst performing rep. Let me work with them. And I could show you what I could do. Let me work with, you know, your lowest performing sales manager. Let me show you proof of concept. That is another way to demonstrate that your solution is feasible. So there you have it, folks. You have five things here. We talked about your bio. We talked about this concept of teaching a prospect something. We talked about the idea of a potato chip demo, right? And we also talked about two other things, behind the scenes video tours, right? And by the way, It doesn't just have to be a video tour. Pardon me. It could be a physical tour. I love physical tours. I miss those days. And then, last but not least, this idea of proof of concept. Every one of these ideas that I gave you today is useless until you decide to do something with it. So get out there, put on your lab coat, and experiment with this stuff. Run with it. But you are no longer allowed to think of demos as just a demo. Just me doing the old, what was it? What did they used to call it? Dog and pony? Is that what they called it? I haven't used that phrase in so long. I'm probably butchering it. I feel like an immigrant that came over here and is completely screwing up a cliche or whatever. But anyway, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Before you go, I just want to remind you, we have a program that's in place that could truly help you. You know, and I mentioned cliche before. One of the cliches that's almost like nails on a chalkboard for me, because I feel like it's beaten to death. But I actually thought of this today when I wanted to suggest something to you. Not the next guy, not the guy next to you. Oh, he must be talking to somebody else. No, I'm actually talking to you right now, person listening to this. So don't, you know, pretend like, oh, he's not talking to me. No, I am talking to you. This whole cliche of the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result is pretty spot on. And it might be more about you than you realize. And so you don't think I'm a pompous idiot here. At one time, it was definitely about me too. But here we are. It's the end of the first quarter. And the year is still new as far as I'm concerned, right? We're 3 months in. And many of you feel like this is good. You know, you had high hopes at the beginning. This is going to be my year. I'm going to make it happen. But you did the same shit you did last year. You didn't change anything up. Sadly, there are many of you, especially of the older variety, and I'm allowed to diss you because I, too, am of the older variety. Almost 59, if you want to be really point blank honest. And which means 60 is waving and saying, ha ha, you fat fuck, I'm coming for you. Right? It is. It's like ridiculing me right now. Mocking me. But, you know, like where you just don't change anything up. And especially, like I see this with some of the older sales reps, you're doing shit that you did back, you know, in 1987 and, you know, in the 90s or whatever. And some of that stuff is awesome and it still works, but so much of it is dated. Seriously, there is nothing wrong with getting fresh ideas and fresh perspectives. And I'm going to tell you something else. When you have fresh ideas, it just kind of reinvigorates you, right? I mean, it just gets you back. Yeah, I want to try it. Yeah, I want to do more prospecting because I'm not saying the same shit that I've been saying for the last 20 years. So, you know, I have this sales program that came out and it solves a few problems and a few challenges that a lot of sales reps have. The feedback that I was getting from people, by the way, and I still do tons of webinars every single week. And I will tell you, just as a little side note, like a you heard it here first thing, within the next year, the webinars that I'm doing are going to come to a grinding halt. It's a lot of work. It's, you know, a lot of extra stuff. And again, not trying to be a dick here, but for, you know, it's a lot of work for $99. And yeah, I get a lot of people into them and do very, very well with it. But I'd really rather focus my time right now on, you know, my coaching practice, but also on courses where, you know, we can work on changing behavior over time. But the thing I have to tell you, the feedback that I was getting was, you know, Paul, I love the webinars. I love the courses. But there's always a good amount of things I can use, and there's other things that don't apply to me. Do you have anything that would be more customized? Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing that I heard from sales managers that had their reps go through the program was, you know what, Paul, overall, great feedback. You know, I listened in on a couple of sessions, fantastic work, love what you're saying and everything. But it was very easy for a lot of my reps to hide. I didn't know what they meant by that. And they said because there was no accountability and there was no, you know, did you do the assignment? Did you do this? Or hand this in and I'll give you feedback. So what I decided to do was combine two different approaches to making you awesome. One is the concept of sales training. The other one is the one-on-one aspect of sales coaching. And that's how I came up with our 2024 sales program. And last but not least, the really cool thing about this, aside from the customized approach, because we're going to look at where you have to focus, not the other 300 people that are on the webinar, where you have to focus. And everything we talk about is going to be relevant because it's going to be tailored to you. So that's one thing. The other thing is you can't hide. And I don't mean that in a creepy way. It's just that, you know, when you're in a webinar with 300 other people, how do I know if you're doing the work or whatever? Here, we're going to end each session with commitment. And, you know, you're going to tell me what you're going to accomplish in the 2 weeks before the next training session. At the beginning of that session, I'm going to be asking you, hey, talk to me. You know, how did you do? And there'll be check-ins along the way. And that brings us to a really cool feature of the program. And I call it help desk functionality, where if you have, say, an email that you received and you want to get feedback on how you should reply to it, you send it to me and I'll get back to you, right? And I'll give you some ideas. If you have, say, an email you're going to send out, Paul, what do you think? Get some more eyeballs on it, right? Get that feedback or whatever. Paul, I'm having really hard time getting this prospect off the fence. You know, you have any ideas what I should do? I can give you feedback. If somebody is getting lippy with you in a bar and roughing you up, you call me and I will beat the shit out of them. No, I'm just kidding. And I actually have that copy. I used that joke already, but I have that copy on the sales page. But if you'd like to learn more, and if you've kind of hit the threshold where you're like, you know, man, I got to do something different. I've been listening to Paul for a while. I like what he has to say. I think I need some of that tough love that he's known for. Then by all means, please stop doing the same shit over and over and over again. And the time to adjust, by the way, is right now. There's no better time to do it. What are you going to do? Wait till you have another shitty quarter, another shitty year or whatever? You know, time's ticking, man. Let's get to work. Roll up our sleeves and get to work. If you'd like to learn more, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sales2024. All lowercase, all one word. yoursalesplaybook.com/sales2024. With that, I'm Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Feel free to subscribe to my free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe. I feel like I said that painstakingly slow. You know, like I just kind of conked out on you, like my caffeine rush just wore out. But anyway, have a great weekend.